Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is The Dwelling Place. This is our 1,190th episode. If you are listening online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. And if you are listening via phone and would like to speak with me at any time, have any questions or any comments, just press 1 and I am here. Amen. So I just want to bless God just for this day, just bless God just even for this time and just keeping me, keeping everyone. So it is definitely a blessing. So I just thank God for this evening. Amen. And I pray that these words, I pray that the message tonight will touch you and will encourage you. Amen. So our topic for tonight is the invitation. Amen. And I sent out to some people who got my invite to come on the line tonight. Amen. And I just sent something out just for food for thought for us to think about. And it's, if God is at your door and knocking at your door, will you allow him to come in? Amen. Will you allow him to enter into your home? And when God is knocking on your door, amen, and what's the reason you won't allow him in, amen? Is it because you're not prepared or you're doing something that is not according to his will? And it's at these times, sometimes we say to ourselves that God is not near. We get so caught up, so frustrated in our current situation, and we say, God is not near. He's not listening to us. We begin to sometimes even curse God for this. Amen. But God is always near, and he is always listening. Amen. Psalm 145:18 tells us that the Lord is near to all who call upon him. Amen. So God is near, and he just needs that invitation. Invite, the definition of invite is to request the company of a person. It is to allure or attract. Amen. So the invitation is there. God is near you. He's just waiting to hear some praises come up to him. Amen. The Bible says that who are called by my name, if you will turn from your wicked ways and kneel down and pray, I will hear from heaven and I will answer you. So God will hear. He will be like, my child is calling me. Amen. The invitation, God is all around. He's just waiting for you to say, hey, you are invited in here. You are welcome in this place. Is your home set up to attract God in there and the people of God? Amen. And the people of God. Amen. We bless God. So our scripture for tonight, and I'm sorry to just jump right in it, but I can't even wait. It's so much on this topic, so much that I want to cover. So if we can hold off on calls until the end, amen, just to bring forth this word tonight of the invitation. And it's so important for us to understand this invitation. And our scripture for tonight is coming from Revelation 19:9, and it says, then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God. Amen. So the true words of God is, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper. Amen. Those who are invited, they are blessed. And what is this special invitation? What is this special invitation? And before I get into what the special invitation is, I'm going to read a parable that Jesus spoke. Amen. that Jesus spoke to the multitudes, to the Pharisees, amen? And it's in Matthew chapter 22. And the parable, God speaks in parables to illustrate the spiritual lessons, amen, for us to understand the spiritual realm, because sometimes it is hard for us to digest, especially when we are new in the word of in the things of God, amen. It is so hard for us to digest what this kingdom of heaven is and what God requires from us. So Jesus said, let me speak in parables. All of his lessons are in parables. And sometimes he will even break a parable down. Sometimes a disciple will come on the side and say, what did you mean by this? And he'll break that parable down. So in Matthew 22, he illustrates, Jesus says, and answered and spoke to them by parables and said, kingdom is like this. A certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. There's that word, invited. Again, he sent out other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, and fatted cattle and killed all things already. Come to the wedding. Amen. We're reading from Matthew chapter 22. We're reading the parable that Jesus spoke to the people about the kingdom of heaven. So there's that word of invitation. So Jesus is saying, this is like the kingdom of heaven. A certain king, amen. So our God is preparing a wedding, a final wedding. When it comes to the end, our God is preparing a wedding for his son Jesus Christ, amen. And as he's preparing this wedding, as this king is preparing this wedding, it's a great feast, amen. So he called his servant to send out to call those who were invited. So God has specifically chosen people that said, you know what, you are already invited. And what I'm thinking in the revelation coming to me, God has called his people of Israel, Abraham, the seeds of Abraham. And that is us. He has called his people and he has invited us. It's up to us, will we take the invitation, amen? It's up to us if we will open the invitation, if we will decide to go, amen? God has given us that freedom of willpower, amen? We're not forced or anything, amen? So go forth to send out, in verse 3 say, and send out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. So the people that God has specifically set aside and said, you are my people, they were not willing to come to this wedding. They were not willing to come to this feast. They were not willing to come. The people that God specifically called, amen, they were not willing to come to the wedding, amen. And this is the spreading of the God, amen? The servant, the spreading of the gospel, the gospel of God, amen? Matthew chapter 10:7 says, I lost my place. I'm always losing my place. Sorry, Matthew chapter 10, verse 7, amen, says that, if you can write that down, says that, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, amen? So when God sends out his people, we are to go out throughout the heavens of the earth and tell people that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. This is the invitation of God. This is the invitation that is going forth from generations to generations. Your grandparents and their grandparents have heard this invitation. Even when you were a child, you heard this invitation. Whether you took it and opened it or not, amen, at that due time, I heard about it since I was young and I dismissed it. Amen. But we are to, as servants of God, we are to go out. Kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. We are to go and tell the people and be the servants of God and do as he has said. Amen. 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 And again, verse 4, and again, he sent out other servants. So after those people, they did not want to come. And God is like, hold on, wait. Maybe they didn't understand the invitation. Maybe they didn't understand that this is free, that this feast is free. Amen. That this sacrifice, that this groom, he has died for our cause. Amen. And this whole ceremony is free. This is the final end. It's free. Amen. So let me go again and send another set of servants. So maybe they can be clear. Maybe the first one, I'll give them that. Maybe the first one wasn't so clear. So here we go. I'm going to send out the invitation. Amen. Saying, tell those who are invited. See, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, and my, let me let you know what's in store. Amen. I have prepared the best of the best for you. Let them know to come to the wedding. Verse 5 said, but they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business. So they went on about their business. They didn't care. They dismissed it. Amen. They went on to work to their own business. Amen. And verse 6 said, and the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully. Then they treated them spitefully. Amen. And they even killed some servants. And that's the faithfulness of it. Don't be afraid to be a servant and give out the invitation of God. No matter what cause, we will be persecuted. But let us do our job in the name of Jesus. Amen. To send out the invitation. Let us just do our job and do what God has called us. We may be a casualty in that invite, but God will see us. Amen. In the end. Amen. Amen. So in verse 7 says, but when the king heard about it, he was furious and sent out his army, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Amen. So God dealt with them. After God said, you know what, I'll send out a second set, and they showed God that, you know, that they didn't hear wrong the first time. They just dismissed it. They didn't want to attend the wedding. They were invited, but they didn't even want to attend. So then he said to his servant, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. They were not worthy. I don't know about you, but I don't want to hear that I'm not worthy to be at that wedding. I don't want to get to the gate, and I don't want to get there and say you are not worthy. Amen. And hear you are not worthy. I don't know you. Amen. Whoever you are, you don't know how much time you have. Accept the invitation while you have the chance. Amen. Therefore, so those who were not worthy, amen, therefore go into, verse 9, therefore go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. The invitation is for all. Amen. Mark 16:15 says that go to the nation and preach the gospel to all. Amen. So those who are not willing, God said it will be done whether with you or without you. So go into the nation and speak the gospel to the good, to the bad. Go to the valleys. Go to the poor. Go to the highways. Go to those people and let them know that they are invited here. Amen. They are invited in this place. Let them know that. Amen. And as I said, the kingdom of heaven will proceed with or without you. Amen. and is evident in Matthew 22:10. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. Amen. So the promise of God will be done with or without you. And I just want to, I'll share a little story about being invited and God inviting me into his kingdom and saying, take part in my kingdomship. Take part. You are a queen. Take part here. Be my servant. Come to this wedding. Amen. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ. I had that experience. And this was 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago, August of 2010, this has happened to me. I was a freshman in college. This was my first week at college. And my first week, I was in this bridge program. So classes have not yet started. So I was in a bridge program. I was just getting acclimated with the campus and just, you know, just seeing some old friends and just getting a feel of what college will be like, preparing for the week that will come. So in that, my roommate also was in the bridge program. And this particular night, I fell into a deep sleep. And I don't know how long I was asleep, but I was asleep for a very long time. But I was asleep in a deep sleep, and I was awakened to a loud knock. And when I woke up, I looked over to see if it was maybe my roommate making noise when, you know, while I'm asleep, and she was not there that night, you know. So then I sit up on the bed, and my heart, it was just like such fear, and I can't really describe what the feeling of it, but if you think about in the Bible, when the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Mary or spoke to other people, how they said they had a great fear over them because the presence of the Lord is so powerful. And I always speak about the presence of the Lord and the power that it is. The Lord spoke to me, and when it spoke to me, I was just very fearful. But then it was like something calming, like just to calm down. And when I looked at the door, it was, my room was dark, but when I looked at the door, the light from underneath was so bright and shining in, and I knew that knock was not a knock of anyone physical, so I jumped and I opened the door just to see if it was truly Jesus, and no one was there, so I shut the door, and then I sit on my bed. That was God's invitation, and I sit on my bed. And I said, Lord, I'm not ready. And when I said that, Lord, I'm not ready, and I followed up that if I surrender to you, you know, I don't know my exact words, but it was something that if I give myself to you, I felt as if I gave myself, I would die. And I thought that I would physically die, but it was a spiritual thing. Yes, if you surrender your life to God, the old you will die. Amen. So since that has happened in 2010, it's like the Spirit of Lord, the Spirit of God had left me, and I haven't heard that Spirit again until years later. Amen. Until years later, when God has called me in 2015, but that was something that I will never forget, amen, that God had invited me in, and it's, you're not supposed to regret, but those years without God, when he knocked on my door and I said, I don't want your invitation, I want to do things on my own, surely I paid for it, amen. Surely God has shown me that, yeah, do things on your own and look where it will lead you. But I thank God for giving me the opportunity. Amen. I praise God for giving me the opportunity that second time when he sent other servants out. Amen. Whether it was by hearing the word from other people or just reading his word. Amen. I thank God that when his invitation came out the second time that I was willing to listen, that I didn't dismiss. Amen. So he didn't say, you're done. I don't know you. You were invited, and you despise me. You dismiss me. Amen. So I thank God for giving me another chance. So I say that, take up the invitations. The invitation is all over. The gospel is that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. It is all over. It is evident that God is near and that God is coming and that God is rallying up his people. Amen. That he is preparing his people, that he is warning his people. And at a time like this, if it didn't make any sense, then it has to make much sense that God is trying to speak to his people. Amen. Only God can do this. The way that this world loves money, but for things to stop, that can only be ordained by the power of God and not by man. Amen. So take up this invitation while you have this time. Amen. While you have this time, because you don't want to get. Amen. Let's continue. We'll get into that. Amen. Amen. So if you are just tuning in, I am your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live with Block Talk Radio on Purpose Kingdom Network. And our scripture for tonight is from Revelation 19:9. And then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God. Amen. Amen. That is our scripture for tonight, and our topic for tonight is the invitation. And we speak of the invitation as just a request, to request the company of a person, to attract them. Amen. So God is sending out this king, amen, which is God, amen, which is a metaphor for God, amen. Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 22 spoke of this king and this feast and this arranging a marriage for his son. Amen. So this king being God, arranging a marriage for God, for Jesus Christ. Amen. And in that he's requesting, he's sending out invitations. He wants us to be in his company. He wants us to be a part of this ceremony. Amen. So if you will stay with me. I know I got a little excited. Amen. So verse 10 in chapter 22 of Matthew says, so those servants went out into the highways and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have a wedding garment. So he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servant, bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Hallelujah. Amen. For many are called, but few are chosen. And we're going to take some time on this man who God has sought at this wedding, who the king has sought. Amen. So after being invited to the ceremony, God said, okay, the people who I have called, they do not want to come. Amen. They are not invited. They are invited, but they choose not to come. Amen. They choose not to call in. They choose not to come to the party. Amen. They choose not to partake ceremony. Amen. They choose not to take in on that part. So God said, I will send out other people. Amen. I will call them. So this wedding is now filled. So God is pleased. Imagine this scene and God being filled that people are at this ceremony. Amen. So God come out. Now I want to see my people. Now I want to see the people who have took who said willingly, I will come. Amen. I will be willing and I will come to the ceremony that God has set forth for me. Amen. And then God sees a particular friend. He said friend. Amen. He didn't just say any man. He said friend. How did you come in here without a wedding garment? To say friend, you know, I know you. So how didn't you come in here with a wedding garment? Amen. If you are just tuning in, this is Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Dominique Hutchins, and I just want to go over a few points because there's so much in this invitation. There's so much to invite in. And in a few minutes, in the next 5 to 7 minutes, if you do want to call in, if you do want to say something, just press 1 and I'm here, okay? So just give me, let me just get this point across because I know what time is just so much on here, but I definitely want to get this across that when I saw this, that the king came out and to see the guest, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. And what I'm like, what is a wedding garment? What is that? Amen. And I'm remembering that Jesus and Matthew, that we're in Matthew chapter 22, and Jesus is given a parable to illustrate the spiritual lessons and what the kingdom of heaven is like. Amen. So he's given this parable, and the king, and I'm like, hold on, he's given a parable to illustrate the spiritual lessons. Amen. So this is something spiritual. So when he sees, when he's man not wearing a wedding garment, he's not talking about the physical clothes. He is speaking of spiritually. Amen. He is speaking spiritually. He sees the ordinance of this man. Amen. And they are not of the things of God. Amen. So what is this? Will you be dressed to the wedding? Once you get there, will you be dressed for the wedding? Will you be in garments? And these garments and reading is the garments of righteousness. And so then what is righteousness? It is a conduct. It is ethics. It's how we act. Yes, it is deeds. What do we do? Amen. What are the things we are doing? In Psalm 1:6, the Bible tells us, the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1:6 tells us, the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. So this is what the king has saw. Amen. The king has saw that this man who was invited, he invited to the party, he wasn't dressed in the garment. He's seen that he was not doing the ordinance of God. Amen. I don't know what it was. He may have came to that wedding for his own glory. He may came there for his own fame. Amen. He may came there because he know that this king is very powerful and he want to brag. Amen. He may had a prideful heart. But it says that God knows and God sees. So that was called out. Because God tells us that we are to observe the statutes and the judgments of God. Amen. We are to perform them. So we shall not do an unjust thing. Not in measurement, not in length, not in height. We shouldn't say, well, just this one time, or it will only be this one time. Amen. Or I'm going on vacation so I can turn up, you know. We shouldn't do anything unjust. Amen. Whether we're on a break from our wife or husband, amen, we should do no such thing that should be unjust. That if God sees us, you don't want him to say, you don't have on my garments. For I called you and you longed for this. Amen. We want to be prepared. Yes, the Lord is just, and his mercies are forever. They endure. They are everlasting. Amen. But let us not put our invitation at jeopardy. Amen. Not even Jesus know the day that he is coming. So we have to be prepared. Amen. It's going to come like a thief in the night. We don't want to be, when Jesus is knocking on that door, ready, here you go. It's time to come to the wedding. Are you ready? We don't want to be caught up in our sin. No, I can't. I got to throw something in the closet. No, I can't because I'm not ready. No, I can't because I'm in my sin. Amen? We have to be prepared. I don't know about you, but I don't want to put my invitation in jeopardy. Amen? We all do fall short, but we have to right away. Amen? Don't put your invitation in jeopardy. We're talking about the invitation of God, the invitation, the preaching the gospel. Amen? We are discussing it. Amen. I praise God. Amen. So if you are listening and you will like to speak or have any comment, you can press 1 and I am here. You know, sometimes I'll be on fire a little. I just wanted to get some points across, but in this invitation, amen, that God has for us, we have to be willing, and we have to be willing and put away our own will, amen? You came to this party. You came to this wedding ceremony. Don't bring on your own pride. Don't bring on your own agenda as if you are the king, amen? So God is saying, after being clothed, don't get caught naked. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, it says, don't, after being clothed. So that's what it is. And then he goes, so in Matthew 22:12, he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. So that guy was speechless. When God has, when the king has said, how did you get in here without a garment, a wedding garment? I know that I have prepared it for you. I know you. He called him friend. So I know you. I already clothed you and prepared you for this ceremony. So now you're coming here without being clothed in the garment of righteousness. Here you are caught naked. Amen. And that will cause you your life. Amen. 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 I praise God. I just thank God. So he said that he threw him away in verse 13. Then the king said to the servant, bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast him into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. And that's where it comes in. Many are called, just like the first people who were invited, the people of Israel, us. We're invited. God is calling us, but we turn away from him, and we keep going in those cycles as the people have done during the time of Moses when we were freed across, we were freed and delivered from Pharaoh. Here we go, keep going in cycles. Amen. And God is saying, I'm right here. What could have took you days is taking you years. But guess what? If you won't do it, I will send people. I will send maybe even your generation, the next generation. If you won't do it, I will send the next people. Yes, I have called you people of Israel, but if I have to go out and go to the low places, if I have to go out into the highways, I'm going to call and get ceremony will be filled. But many are called, but few, for many are called, but few are chosen. And it's for that reason, because few are chosen for the reason that many are not willing. Many are not willing to put on the garments, put on that righteousness. I just want to get to heaven. No, I don't feel like doing the work. I just want to get there. That's like everybody who just really want to get to a certain point in life, but they don't want to go through the schooling. They don't want to go and take the time out to say, listen, I got to study. Amen. It may take me 4 years to get this degree. Amen. You don't want to put in the work, but you want the reward. How is that so? Amen. How was that so? Job said that although I am in this situation, I will choose to take on the garments of righteousness. Amen. And we know the story of Job. We know how he was afflicted, not by the things, not because he committed any type of sin. Amen. We know that he was afflicted and he lost his family. We know that he lost his riches. Amen. He lost his home. Amen. But he chose to take on the garments of righteousness. He chose to do the right things of God, to not curse the name of God, meaning he wasn't going to curse God, although his friends said to do so. He wasn't going to live a life according to his own will, but he was going to surrender and be obedient to the will of God. Amen. How many in our situation just turn away from God? How many say, it's okay? Yes. It's okay to say that this is not fair. It's okay to be true to yourself and be honest with God because he knows you. Amen. But he said, here, listen, I'm here for you. I know you have lost someone. I know it sounds so crazy, but listen, it's all going to make sense in the end. Amen. It will all make sense. It will all come together in the end. But right now, I just need you to trust me. And that's what I want everybody to do who is in any type of lowly situation, low self-esteem. You lost your job during this time. Amen. Or even before this time. Someone rejected you, a spouse, whatever the case may be. You're dealing with grief. And I'm telling you, even in this situation and in my life and my time right here, right now, I'm in complete mourning. Amen. What? I'm going to trust God. I can't wait to get to the feast. I can't wait to get to that ceremony. And I'll be like, Malika, can you pass me a piece of bread? I'll be like, Hassan, can you pass me some wine? I can't wait to see my loved ones and my friends that I have lost along the way. But in this season, in this time, I'm going to surrender to the will of God. I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to jeopardize my invitation. Amen. I'm not going to curse God at any means. I'm going to be honest to him, and I'm going to say, Lord, this situation is crazy. I don't understand it. I don't know how I'm going to get through, but guess what? I'm going to trust you. Amen. I'm going to trust you. This invitation that God has everywhere, throughout the heavens, throughout the earth. Amen. This invitation that he has for us, it is for us. Amen. Invite to seek a person. So no longer, now that you accepted the invitation, no longer will you go on what your mom has told you. No longer will you go on what your pastor has told you. Amen. Yes, it's good to have those people in your life, but listen, Cain, because we don't have to go through a priest or anything. We can come right directly to him. Amen. We don't have to say, hey, mom, I know God speaks to you. He don't speak to me. Amen. We can go to God directly to ourselves, and that's what the Lord has laid on me about the dwelling place in this ministry, is to draw people to that relationship with God. Amen. It's that relationship with God, not with man, but that relationship with God, so you can get to this kingdom. So you won't be like the friend who shows up at the ceremony not in garments. So once you have this invitation, now that you are invited, now that you are in preparation to attend the ceremony, read the manual, this Bible. Prepare yourself. Praise God. Praise God. And this is my favorite part of the show. It's the call of salvation. Amen. Drawing every lost soul, those who don't know Jesus Christ. If you are listening in whatever state you're in, I'm telling you, the gospel is for everyone. The gospel is for everyone. It's not for just the rich. It's not just for the poor. Amen. It's not just for men. It's not just for the white supremacists who want to suppress Black people, amen, or those who or those who are inferior to them, amen. The gospel, like I said, is a relationship with Jesus Christ. You will, every bondage you have, you will be free, amen, in the name of Jesus. You will be free if you surrender. This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part of the Bible. This is my favorite part, I'm sorry, of the show, is just drawing the lost souls. And as we talked about Jesus Christ, as we talked about the kingdom of heaven and how God will prepare this wedding for his son, I'm telling you, you are invited to the kingdom, no matter where you are, no matter how you feel, no matter how, what dark place you are in. Here you go. This is the invitation to light up that dark place. Amen. It is God, it is the desire, God's desire for us to be saved. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 said, God desires for us to be saved. And he's shown, he give us opportunity after opportunity. And I'm telling you, don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for later tonight. If you feel the Holy Spirit over you, if you have to turn this down just to surrender right now, do so. Amen. The word of God is for everyone. Amen. No matter what sin that you have committed. Amen. Jesus Christ has died for us for this specific reason. Amen. Jesus Christ has died for us. For this reason, we are invited. You may have been rejected. You may have been abandoned. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is here for us. I want to read something with you in Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. We are in the call of salvation. Amen. Listen, all those who have the ear to listen, listen. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 and 8 said, let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her, it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints. Amen. That was a lot. And I call this the greatest love story. The greatest love story. Amen. God is calling you. You are invited. Amen. And it's so funny that he invited those, and they think they're just being guests, but you are actually the bridesmaid, amen? The church of God. The church is in the body. So it is actually your ceremony too. You have a part in the ceremony. It's up to you to be invited. So if you have never surrendered your life or turned your life to Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, here you go. Here's the invitation. God is willing. God is ready for you. Amen. God is preparing a place for you. He is preparing a ceremony for you. Amen. Jesus Christ will bind up anything that you have. Amen. He will loose every bondage. Amen. You will be free in him. All you have to do is repent of all your sin, amen, and you can partake in this kingdom. Repent of all your sins, however you do, whatever sin you have committed. Lord, I'm a sinner, and I'm asking for your forgiveness. I'm asking for you to change me. And all you have to do is believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is your Lord, that he is your personal Savior, and you are saved. In the name of Jesus, you are saved. All you have to do, I just encourage everyone, get in a Bible-based believing church. And I know church is not up right now, but just find something online. Join a Bible study by discernment, amen, and just read the word. Just have a hunger and just keep reading, and he is near. All you have to do is just invite him in, amen. Then you are saved. I believe you are saved. Amen. I would like to bring Brother Rob on for the announcement.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Great, great show tonight. I'm just pretty much overladed. Thank you for spreading the knowledge there. And real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements, and I'll bring you back on. This is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's program. Whether you're calling on the phone or you're listening online, we thank you, and we appreciate your support no matter where in the world you're listening to us. We thank you so much. if you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello, send a prayer request, or just let us know that you turned your life over to Christ, and we gladly appreciate the praise report. You can do likewise on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We're also anywhere where podcasts are heard, at LinkedIn, iTunes, Google+, and LinkedIn. We can just simply type in Purpose Kingdom and hit the follow button. That way you won't miss any episodes of Purpose Kingdom. And we thank you so much for that. We also invite you to like us on our Facebook page, where you can simply see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. We greatly appreciate that. If you share with a friend or family member, we appreciate that. With God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. Once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. We also invite you to follow any of our social media pages. We can get a morning word of inspiration on anchor.com or Anchor FM, and you can just get a morning word of inspiration. And please feel free to share with a friend. And as always, we thank you for your support, whether you're online or via phone. We appreciate your support and continue to share with friends and family members. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and hand the show back over to Sister Dominique. And Sister Dominique, outstanding show tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Rob. Amen. So if you are just joining, I am your host, Dominique Hudson, with Purpose Kingdom Network. And our topic for tonight is the invitation. If you would like to call in, if you would like to speak, have any comments, any questions, you can do so by just pressing 1. And I'm here. If you have anything to say, if you may be shy to get on and want to say something, you can always text me. So like I was saying, so praise God for all those who have just came and gave their life to God. And with the invitation going out, so with us being invited, we are to also, being a servant of God, we are to also invite others. Amen. Represent Christ throughout the earth and wherever we go. Represent him on our job. Represent him on our social media. Wherever platform that we have, we are to represent God. Amen. We are to send out those invitations. Be his servant and to send out those invitations like a little mail carrier. That's our job, you know. And sometimes some people, you may be the only invitation that somebody may see. Amen. Let represent, wear that clothing, wear that cloth of God, just represent. And I want to go back to Revelations 19. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 and 8. And this is the greatest love story, as I said before, because finally we will be joined with Christ. Amen. We will finally be joined with Christ. And I don't know about you, but I have my experience of having heartbreak after heartbreak. Amen. Rejection after rejection. And nothing compares to the love that God has for us. For those people left on their own, but Jesus Christ didn't want to leave us, but he knew that it had to be done for the will of God to be fulfilled, for us to have eternal life. Jesus Christ knew that it had to be done, and he knew that it had to be done, and in that he's preparing, God is preparing this ceremony. And Jesus cannot wait to see us. He cannot wait to be joined with us. He cannot wait to see his bride. He cannot wait to see that, listen, my death is not in vain, is and was not in vain. Amen? And I call this the greatest love story because this is the true love story, that a friend will lay down his life for us. And I'm so overwhelmed with emotions because finally it clicked to me. You know, after searching for love and looking for love and people, amen, and finally understanding And wow, Jesus Christ is my greatest love story. I will never experience a great love like this. Not for my parents, not for my siblings, not for my friends. And that's something that I want all of us to understand, that we need to seek the greatest love story. The rest will follow. Yes, I want to be married in this lifetime, but even if it don't happen, I will be satisfied to be joined with Jesus. I will be satisfied to see the glory of God. I will be satisfied, amen, even if it don't happen in my lifetime to be married physically, amen. But I want to see this love story. I want to get to that ceremony, amen. And I just want to just eat at that feast. I want God to be pleased and see, I want him to see my spiritual garments, and I want him to be pleased with me. I want him to say, hey, wow, wow, righteousness, I see it on you. You have favor in my sight. Amen. I want to experience that. Amen. Amen. So, in conclusion, we just know that the invitation of the kingdom, it is here. It's all over the earth. But will you open? Will you be prepared? Will you start doing your preparations now? Will you be reading, seeking God? Will you do thus says the Lord? Will you attend the wedding ceremony in your proper garment? Invite others to the gospel, even those who are hard. So even those people who may be further away from you, you know, those people who are in the highways, in the valley, they don't look like you. They don't sound like you. They don't talk like you. Go out and give. Those are the main people that you want to give your invitation to. Amen. Not the people who are already invited and who already say, yes, I'll attend. Go out to the people who have not, who maybe or maybe, or who just dismissed it, amen, who may be hard. You may be the only invitation that they see. So go out and serve those people, amen. So I don't see that we have any other callers. I don't think we have any other callers. So I'm not going to drag this on, but I just thank everyone for just being on tonight, just listening. And if this word has touched you, if this word has ministered to you, just share it. Amen. Just share this invitation with others. Go back, as I always say, go back and write these scriptures down. Read them for yourself. As I said, you don't need a mediator. That's what Jesus Christ has came and died for. Amen. You don't need a mediator. So go back and let God give you further revelation. Why were you listening tonight? And what do God want you to do with this message, even for myself? And this great love story, I tell you, that's just a testimony, that's just a revelation that just came just now. Amen. That this is the greatest love story. Amen. So what do God want to further say to you? Amen. Invite others to know Christ. And all that you do, every conversation, amen, don't jeopardize your invitation. That may look like cutting off some certain people, amen. That may look like that. That may look like that. I do have a call. I would like to bring the caller on.
Hello.
Hi, is this Portier?
Hey, Dom, it's Portier.
Hi, Portier.
Hi, how are you? So,
good.
My question is, you say try to go more after the ones who are very far from God, who, you know, need help bringing them to him. What would your advice be to start that?
Right. So first I would say, be genuine. Let it be genuine and let it be of a discernment. Like sometimes I'll give an example for my work. Sometimes I call in certain parents. I have easy parents and I have hard parents. And those hard parents, I may put that on my bottom list. So let's say if it's we can even go with the invitation being someone who is close to you, maybe it's a sibling, maybe it's a cousin, and they don't know the things of God, or you may see them just wavering in their faith, and you may not even want to even get into that, like, no, they're not even going to take heed to what I'm saying. So I would just start little by little, like, testifying. The main thing of the invitation, too, is just simply testifying and letting other people see God in you. So I would start by just testifying, or I would start by even, like, just have discernment for one. But I would say just always practice what you preach as well. And that's one of the proofs by testifying just how your life is. That can also be an invitation. And you never know who is looking and how they're looking at your life and how they're inspired by your life. So just always practice what you preach. So I would say that's one way to invite. Don't be forceful. Let it come from God. Don't just, if it's not discernment, don't go to it. But I would say just, I know I'm rambling on, but I would just say to definitely practice what you preach and to also go with discernment. And you know when God is telling you to go, it's something like burning in your chest and you want to walk away, but the Spirit is telling you to talk to this person. So it would be something like that. That can start off the invitation. And just definitely, testify. That's all I can say. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. No, you did. I'm just letting you keep going ahead. Because you did answer it. And it's because, like, I found myself meeting people. And, you know, I know that I always say, God, you know, how you get this, God, you know, and God, but
right.
I don't want to be that. You know, you want to be personable, relatable, so they don't be like, oh, she's just a, you know, Christian, this. But, like, you want to say,
right.
Like, this is how I got it. So I introduce him, but be personal, like, how can I listen to them, their story, so I can know how to, like, you know, insert God into that, you know, working
right.
In a bike hospital or anywhere. You meet people where they have this story where, you know, that the only way as being a Christian is God's going to help them, and that's the cure.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, but you can't
right.
just give, you know, say it and say that's it, because, you know, people want to know why, and you just have to just keep going on how you feel.
Press,
you know,
one.
Like when
right. Sorry.
Huh? Oh.
I apologize.
Yeah. So when I was.
I hear you, Portia.
And you have to choose it. I feel like God is like just like sitting there, and he's just like waiting for someone to say, help me. You know what I mean? And he's just like right there.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Once you say, help me, call his name, he's like right there. Like,
yes.
You know, like everyone that is available to him, he's just like right there. Like, you need me? I'm here now, and
mm-hmm.
I will never leave you. And I'm
yes.
watching with God. It's so hard to go back. It's so hard to go back and be like,
yes.
Like, because like, where would you go? Where are you going now? To rely mm-hmm. on yourself?
Right.
To just be by yourself? Like, once you experience that love, and that, like you said, to have that relationship with him, that love from him, it's like, where are you going to get that? Where are you going where somebody, you did wrong, and you come back, and they just give you a hug every time? Can you imagine? Human beings don't do that. Like, forget you. I'm not talking to you no more. But
yeah,
God's like, come
fancy.
Back, you know? Come get this hug.
And,
and it's just like,
I thank God.
I see so
yeah.
many people that need
God,
that kind of
yeah.
love. And myself included. And, you know, it's just like, I'm so glad. I just want to know, like, how do we get more people? And that's part of my prayer every day. Be a blessing to others, knowing that
yes.
God has blessed you and others. And also
amen.
Be a fisher of men. Bring them to God. Bring them how
bring yes.
them. That's so, thank you.
Right. And Portia, no problem. I do have one more thing for you, because I know you do work in the psych hospital and things like that. And it may be hard to, you know, with like work and putting your religion out there. But it's ways that you can just speak the gospel without even just speak some words, like
oh,
speak
yeah.
some
I,
words
I,
that
I,
come
I,
to
I,
mind.
I pray,
yeah.
Right. I pray to God that when I'm going in the job, that when I speak life into these people, that this is not the end of your life. This is just a phase in your life. This is a time for you to meet with him when you're in that room, because there's nothing to do right now. So that's what you can do right now. This is a suggestion. You can go watch TV. I'll put that on for you, but you can go and pray. And I see some of them praying all day long. Mm-hmm. It makes me happy. I see how God, and I see the devil there too. I see how they interact.
Yeah.
You see the one talking to himself, talking crazy. They see the one that believes in God and just saying Jesus as he paces back and forth, and they don't bother him at all. Like, he knows, you know what I mean? Like, you just see the
right
man person in these places, and it's just like, it's crazy how God is so powerful where he's just, it's just powerful there. So when I go into those places, I just say, when I speak, Lord, when they see me, let them see you.
Yes.
Let me be you. When I speak to them, let me speak life into them so they know it's not done from here.
Yes. So. Amen. You are in the right place. You are definitely in the right place. Thank you, Portier. So just continue to pray. I'll continue to pray for you. And you are in the right place. You are in the right place. Your invitation is needed there. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for your message, and thanks for this. God bless this radio station, and I'll be tuning in. So thank you for the invite as well.
No problem. All right. Have a good night. I'm going to definitely talk to you after, though. All right. Amen. It is 10:01. I'll just stay on for if we have any more callers, we can bring those callers on. So if you are listening, don't hang up, because if you hang up, you won't be able to come back in, because we are going into archives. And thank you to my cousin Tasha. She was saying to the question that Portier had, how do we invite others? Amen. How do we invite others? So my cousin Tasha, I just want to say what she said. She said, build a relationship and let the truth be in your actions. Practice what you preach always. The proof is in the pudding. She just said, pray for the right words to say. Let the words from the Holy Spirit lead. So let you know, Portier, you're praying. Anyone who is praying, and I praise God for those people who are out in those fields, the social service field, and we may be the only invitation to God that they see. Amen. So God will give you the right words, and he'll give you the right words to say to those people. She also went on to say, thank you, Tasha. This is a lot. Praise God. Share what made your faith and belief so strong with souls to help lead them in the right direction. Pray that the Holy Spirit delivers the message. Amen. So, Portier and all others that are in this work field, we are in there. Amen. 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 It will all make sense in the end. Amen. When they are ready, it will all make sense. We just have to, just like, we're like those people. Amen. And we'll be relatable. Amen. We're just like those people. And sometimes I do find it hard, because I don't, although I'm still a sinner, although I'm still filthy, but I don't really remember much of what life was like before I known God. So it is kind of hard for me. Like, just go pray, you know. That may be hard for someone who have never prayed. Amen. So just go back into that testimony that has brought you there. Amen. And then you're going to remember, like, oh, I was just like this person. I remember where I was at. Amen. So testimonies are great. So I just praise God. Thank everyone for listening. Like I said, invite others to whatever you are doing in the things of Christ. If you are reading the Bible and you want to share a verse, if the Holy Spirit, send that verse to someone. Amen. Sometimes I send songs. It may fill somebody. Do whatever it is to encourage somebody. You never know what they're going through. No matter if you even think that that person is serving another God, so what? Send it to them. If it's on your heart, if it's on your spirit, send that song, send that scripture to them. Amen. And they will know for sure that that invitation came from God. Amen. So thank you all. Thank you all. I just praise God. And this message, oh, man, I just praise God. I just thank God. I thank God, and I pray that you are filled. I pray that you are blessed. And until next time, deuces.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.